Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. Business update with Gulish Mfupi on Kaya 959.
She brings you Kaya Biz Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. Guguletu Spa is going to launch a telephone network. This is very surprising. How's it going to work?
I was also surprised when I saw the headline this morning and I thought to myself, they might be late to market. But essentially, Spa Group, as we know, is a very popular South African retailer. It's also internationally based, but they are looking to open up a mobile network. Spa Mobile is essentially a new mobile virtual network operator, popularly known as an MVNO. And essentially what this means is that they piggyback off of the existing infrastructure of an already standing telco. They essentially just put their brand and a wrapper on it. But essentially how the data is shared, how the network actually connects is already done and in partnership with MTN. From what we understand, this is their way of trying to offer value to their customers. So think about discounts, promotional data, promotional products for different qualifying baskets. Now, they do mention that they are trying to make connectivity at least more accessible to many South Africans, but does also speak to a lot of specials that they're looking to implement in partnership with MTN going forward, just in terms of expanding their reach when it does come to data. I do think it's an interesting move. I don't anticipate that it will be largely successful. If you think about the likes of Red Bull, at some point they also had an MVNO operator in South Africa. I'm not too sure where that particular network might have ended. That was in partnership with Cell C a few years ago. But essentially, it's really just about the branding. But again, the fundamentals of the infrastructure stand with an existing telco. But if it is their way of trying to diversify or democratize access to data, network and connectivity for the benefit of their customers, we can't blame them for trying.
Well, F&B has successfully been able to do so, so maybe now, but we'll see.
Yeah, but I think F&B has a better advantage just in terms of reach of a customer base and incorporating them into the ecosystem. But you are quite right. It's one that will play out quite interestingly in an already competitive market.
F&B is also way more technologically advanced than Spa. So that's also something else that we need to consider. Speaking 100%. Of technology, Netflix has increased their subscription prices in South Africa. How much is Netflix? I have no idea.
You know, it got me thinking. I'll share the prices in just a moment, but I'm actually one of those subscribers who saw an update and an email to change my banking details. But so maybe that's part of the trick. But Netflix, as we know, is a global streaming platform. They do have a reach right across the world. And if I'm not mistaken, currently their subscriber numbers are well over 300 million. So that is almost equal to the size of the Nigerian population, just for some perspective. Now, my broadband is actually reporting that they have quietly been increasing their subscription fees, and that's right across the various packages that they have. Now, if you do subscribe to Netflix Premium, that has increased by at least 30 Rand per month and will now cost you 229 Rand. And the prices vary and decrease according to the level of subscription that you might have. What is surprising, though, is that there was no public announcement for South Africans on this. So it might meet you with a surprise as you take a look at your bank statement and subscription fee. But it's not unique to South Africa. Earlier this year, Netflix did announce their financial results, which did show that, again, they are trying to remain competitive in the market, but they are faced with many competitors from a global space. They have also increased prices in the likes of US, Canada, Argentina, as well as Portugal. And if I'm not mistaken, new price increases of a similar level have also been announced in markets like the UK as well as New Zealand. The only concern or surprise is that they weren't specific about the price increase for the South African market.
And relatively speaking, if you consider how much DSTV is, I think that's like 1,200 Rand now. 200 Rand a month is not bad considering everything that you get on Netflix. So, yeah, I guess.
Yeah, it's an option. It's definitely an option for many South Africans from what we see.
What are the markets looking like on a Friday morning?
So far, so good, actually. Not too much volatility that we're anticipating. But I must tell you again, this is as the world continues to wait for further clarity, confirmation, signatures, and consecration of the decisions that have been made by Donald Trump together with his international peers. So far, the market does love that there has been some level of certainty and calm around the trade deal, but we're not too optimistic around how long it will last for. The All Share Index, though, will open up from 92,338 points. Currency-wise, we're not doing too bad at all. If anything, I'm crossing my fingers that we do see a slight strengthening in the Rand. We are at exactly 18 Rand against the US dollar, 23.99 to the British pound, and 20.18 against the euro.
So before you go, let me ask you a bit of a silly and childish question. Next week, Cyril Ramaphosa is going to be meeting up with Donald Trump. I suspect there'll be a face-off. What do you think is going to happen there?
Man, I'd love to be a fly on the wall. And you know what's funny? We've been having these conversations in different circles and in even an interview on Kaya Biz just last night. But number one, I guess South Africa's trade relations with the U.S. does need to be prioritized because we do have China as our biggest trading partner, but we can't ignore the U.S. The U.S., though, also can't ignore South Africa. And so far, we know that there are currently some exemptions when it comes to our natural resources and certain commodities that we export in that market. I do think the president, sure, yeah, he's going to have to put on his boots for this one. We know him to be a very diplomatic person, a calm speaker, but I don't think that that would be the most appropriate approach with Cyril Ramaphosa. And given the fact that he does have Bebisi Jonas, if I'm not mistaken, as one of the leads in the trade envoy, I think he'll definitely have to rely on a lot more of the technocrats in his team to actually lead that conversation. Otherwise, oh, bang.
If they approach him like Zelensky, I'd just love to see how he'd react.
Mr. President, fellow president, we're not here to fight.
Anyway, thank you very much, Gugu. She brings you Kaya Biz, Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m.
Business update with Gugu to 4 p on Kaya 959. If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.